Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order. Every day I have to make judgments about the question asked and the answers given. And the House has actually benefited enormously from most of those judgments. I don't pretend I get them all right.
Lockwood Smith defending his management of question time in a testy exchange with Labour MPs that led to this warning.
If someone wants to leave, they will very soon. Very soon.
And they did, but it wasn't an opposition MP who took an early bath, but Finance Minister Bill English, for the way he answered this question from Labour's shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
In light of the Prime Minister's statement that we actually have a capital gains tax in New Zealand, what is the current list of exemptions from that tax?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, the member can look up the Tax Act if he wants to see exactly how it applies.
While Mr English's answer raised cheers from National's backbench, it also brought the Speaker to his feet, the signal for everyone else to sit down and be quiet, although Mr English carried on.
New taxes and more debt is bad for the economy.
Now, I asked the Minister why I shouldn't actually ask him to leave the House, because he clearly saw me on my feet.
The Speaker said it had been a fair question.
Asking the Minister of Finance what the exemptions were from the existing capital gains tax. That is actually a fair question, and the House could perhaps expect the Minister of Finance to know that.
But instead, Mr English had attacked the questioner.
To answer it by way of talking about the Labour Party's policy, when I'm on my feet, is actually unacceptable totally.
Then, saying there were no more questions for Mr English, he ordered the Minister out of the chamber.
Members, ministers will learn, when I'm on my feet, if I'm to stop an abuse of question time, some questions I don't mind ministers climbing in because the question contains political assertions where they deserve anything they get. But that was a straight question. And I just warn all members of the House that we're heading towards a difficult time of the year. I know that. I'm not stupid. But we have to keep this House operating effectively.
And so Bill English joined Trevor Mallard in the rare privilege of being thrown out of the chamber by Lockwood Smith, an irony enriched by Mr Mallard narrowly escaping the same fate just a few minutes earlier.
Order! Unless some member wants to leave this House, they will desist immediately. And I say to the Honourable Shadow Leader of the House, his interjections have been inept today.
The Speaker's criticism stung Mr Mallard into a response.
I've ordered the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, I'd like to invite you to review the tape of the comment that you just made, to think about whether it is your role to comment both positively about the government and negatively.
Order.
Sir, no
order.
Westminster
the
democracy does that.
The member will resume his seat right now. And the member may review the tapes as well to see how inept his interjections have been today. I should have stopped him earlier. Because other members of the House asked questions, they deserved to hear answers, and that member was actually making it very difficult for them to hear the answers to the questions they'd asked, and they have a right to hear those answers, and I've heard sufficient.
The trouble began when the Speaker defended an answer from the Prime Minister, Mr Key, against opposition claims that it was too long.
Not often the House actually gets a detailed answer of some quality, and I believe that the House ought to value answers where there was no attempt to attack the questioner. The Prime Minister was simply giving valuable information to the House. And I think that is something that should be valued.
But Labour's David Parker said the Speaker was exceeding his powers.
To editorialise whether an answer is valuable or not for the House is not the role of the Speaker.
Order. Now, I have to do this every day as members, normally opposition members, seek my assistance to get answers from ministers or to stop ministers from abusing the questions asked. Every day I have to make judgments about the question asked and the answers given. And the House has actually benefited enormously from most of those judgments. I don't pretend I get them all right. But yesterday the member may recollect one of his own questions. I stopped the Minister of Finance because I believe the Minister of Finance was not fairly answering a very fair question asked.
So for the second day in a row, Mr English got on the wrong side of his former National Cabinet colleague, this time paying the price of becoming one of the few ministers to suffer the indignity of being ordered from the chamber. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.